If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey, welcome to Download, everybody. It's Dave Player in for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. Glad you could join us on this Friday night, especially after a Blackhawks win. 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text anytime throughout the show. Everyone's begun their holiday shopping. Streets are still busy outside here of the Showcase Studios. Nice to be with you once again. If we haven't had the pleasure of meeting, I've got a little overnight show every Saturday night. Right here on 720 WGN. And now and then you hear me filling in for Steve Cochran and in other time slots on the station. My producer, Bennett Wakenight, also joins me tonight. Bennett, hello to you.
Hey, how you doing?
He comes from some radio royalty himself. He's the grandson of the legendary Clark Weber, so we've got some royalty in the room as well, which is a pretty cool thing.
You know, I like to try to keep things right. It was actually his birthday on Monday, 85 years old.
Look at him. Very cool. Happy birthday to you, Clark. Mm-hmm. But first, today has been a day down Michigan Avenue of protests along the Magnificent Mile, led by the Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr., U.S. Rep. Bobby Rush, and other black leaders, which began in Pioneer Court right outside the Showcase Studios this morning and went all the way down to Michigan Avenue by Water Tower, where the protesters broke up into smaller groups throughout the day to block individual store entrances. Demonstrators chanted, "Stop the cover-up, 16 shots, and you can't shop," which refers to the number of times Chicago police officer fired shots upon the victim, and whereas the dash cam video was just released almost 400 days after the incident. And joining us tonight for an update, who's been on the streets most of the day, is WGN television reporter Eric Runge. Good evening to you, Eric.
Good evening to the both of you. This demonstration is still in full swing here tonight as protesters have moved now from Michigan Avenue through downtown, and there's a good group of about 100 of them that have gathered, continuing to protest in the streets here downtown. In a preemptive measure here, Chicago police, along with state police, have shut down the Ontario feeder ramp here at Orleans. Traffic is really at a standstill here as traffic tries to maneuver around these roadblocks that have all been caused by protesters. And protesters, as you mentioned, were up and down Michigan Avenue pretty much all day, and that's where they stayed for the most part. They did break in to smaller groups, as you mentioned, and locked arms in front of stores, and also basically to keep people out of stores, keep them from shopping. And they were very effective in doing that at a number of different places throughout the afternoon, even getting some stores just to shut their doors early. That's when a group kind of regrouped and started moving again through the streets. And right now there's about 100 of them. Police are out on their bikes once again. Again, the Ontario feeder ramp onto the Kennedy is all blocked down, or shut down rather. I can see at least six or seven police cars guarding that feeder ramp now, just to make sure they do not get onto the Kennedy and shut traffic down there. It has been a very, very interesting Black Friday.
So a lot of this is still happening on the north side of Michigan Avenue toward Water Tower as well?
That's where most of the action took place pretty much all day long. But probably within about the last half hour to 45 minutes, a group of about 50 protesters started heading back south down Michigan and then took a left on Ontario.
Gotcha.
In a move that police thought they were going to start heading to the Kennedy to try to get onto the Kennedy to stop traffic there. But again, there is a heavy police presence all through downtown now, as traffic has really come to a standstill here at Orleans in Ontario. I think the biggest thing was, once the businesses along Michigan Avenue decided to shut their doors for the night, the protesters really didn't have anything else to do down there. There was no more shopping. The doors were closed, and people were just mostly just walking back and forth to restaurants and to their hotels along Michigan Avenue and not doing the shopping. So they were very effective in disrupting Black Friday shopping for sure. But again, this demonstration is still ongoing here tonight.
We've heard so much from the protesters throughout the day. Many were very clear on their intentions to protest. Many had shared frustrations on other issues too, on education and jobs, and it was Black Friday. Did their message get lost on a day like today? I mean, you did say, I mean, it did shut some down some shops, obviously, on Michigan Avenue, but there was shopping, obviously, going on in and around the city. Did their message get lost just a little bit, maybe?
You know, it's hard to tell. In talking with shoppers that were trying to do some Black Friday shopping along the Magnificent Mile there, a lot of them said, you know what, we understand what they're protesting. In fact, a lot of them that I talked to said, we support their efforts and what they're fighting for. However, we don't know if this is exactly the best way to go about it. So they may, in their efforts to get their message out, may have turned some people against them that otherwise would have been supporting them. I mean, there's no question that the protesters today were very angry, and they were not only talking about just stopping people from shopping, but talking about changes in the Chicago Police Department as well as the state's attorney's office, and also really voicing their frustration against the Emanuel administration, who they blame for covering this video up for so long, more than a year now, after the shooting took place. Whether or not that's lost, I think that really remains to be seen, because as I mentioned, a lot of people really do support what a lot of the demonstrators are fighting for. However, moves like this, blocking people from getting into different stores, may turn some people against them. It's just, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over the next few days.
Well, and this is a call from leadership for a U.S. Justice Department investigation, or at least an independent prosecutor, to take a look at how this investigation progressed. And, you know, one of the protesters, and I saw it on the WGN TV news today, one of the protesters said the purpose of the protest was to redistribute the pain. If we get hurt, you got to hurt too. And I think they meant by the businesses hurt by their pocketbooks. I'm not sure that's the way you solve a problem, but there's obviously, I mean, this protest today is just the beginning of what is, I think, to come as far as drawing attention to this issue.
I think there's absolutely no question about that. Today, protesters have been talking now since this video came out. They want to see more videos, and they want the investigation that you're talking about. So this could be something that we see over and over again. I mean, there is no question that we are going to see the protest in the name of Laquan McDonald happen here for several days to come. But the question then becomes, what's next? And where this investigation leads, what other videos are out there? Where else are people going to start looking? Well, what questions as journalists are we going to start asking now that we've seen what can happen with these videos and things like that? But yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think we are going to start seeing a lot more of this as the days come. And also, just going back to what you mentioned about hitting people in the pocketbook, the thinking behind that, and I remember speaking with Father Flager, who was one of the organizers of today's event. He said, in order to get people to pay attention to us, we have to hit them in the pocketbooks, because it's all about the economy. He says, once we hurt them economically, then they'll listen to us. So that is kind of where they're coming from as far as wanting to hurt them in the pocketbook. Whether or not it'll work, as you mentioned, you know, that's questionable, because a lot of people, as I mentioned, turned off a little bit by some of the tactics that they were using today.
But Al, no, you know, we know all the facts. The officer has been charged, obviously, with first-degree murder, and we have to remember that there's a bad seed here and there, but there's tens of thousands of officers in the city and the state of Illinois that really work hard and to protect our city and themselves, and we have to keep that in mind, too, that this is not a blanket protest against the police department, which I heard a little bit about throughout the day today. We've got to support and understand what their job is to protect themselves. And there is some bad apples out there, obviously, that we've got to keep out for. But, you know, obviously the largest percentage of these people are here to serve and protect. And that's exactly what they do.
And I have to say, covering these protests now for the past few days, I have seen some remarkable restraint by the Chicago Police Department, with some of the demonstrators getting in their faces, swearing at them,
spitting
on them.
Yeah.
These men and women have stood stone-faced and basically just taken it, you know, and I think in part because they don't want to incite any, you know, anything else, any more violence or anything like that. But just the dedication to being there and taking this all on and not making a move and not you know, fighting back or even talking back to them in some cases. It has been amazing to watch. As you mentioned, you know, there are a lot of good officers out there. We've seen a lot of good officers during these protests and demonstrations throughout the city since this video has been released.
Well, much more to come and more updates, of course, on the WGN TV News at 9 and 10. Eric Runge, WGN News, thanks so much for joining us tonight, pal.